Education either functions as an instrument which is used to facilitate integration of the younger generation into the logic of the present system and bring about conformity, or it becomes a practice of freedom, the means by which men and women deal critically and creatively with reality and discover how to participate in the transformation of their world. And the opening quote this week comes from Paulo Freire. Welcome to Surviving the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Maxwell Egan. It's a pleasure to be with you once again, and I will be your host for the next hour. Education is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen. Well, real education is important anyway. And is that what we receive in the world today? Is that what we receive when we go to schools? Do we actually receive real education? Because when you look at the world today, and you look at the state of human consciousness today, it would appear that the answer to this question is in the negative. It would appear that the answer to this question is no, we do not receive good education. We do not receive real education. What we actually receive is training at the hands of government. We receive enough training to be able to go through our lives as a functional cog in the big machine, just smart enough to do the paperwork and to push the right buttons and to fill in the right forms, but not smart enough to question authority, not smart enough to really understand reality, and certainly not smart enough to ever truly comprehend who and what we actually are. Not at the hands of the system anyway. In fact, the system seems to work almost overtime to ensure that such information is kept out of the hands of the people. The last thing the system ever really wants is for people to discover themselves, because once people discover themselves, it is very hard to keep them in a position of servitude, and that doesn't serve the government very well at all. And so they don't want that. They don't want people discovering who and what they are. They don't want people questioning authority, and they certainly don't want people thinking outside of the confines of the system, the confines that are very meticulously and carefully constructed for them and which are placed around their consciousness and which serve to keep them thinking within a box full of other people's ideas and never their own. And certainly not thinking along the lines of anything which may be construed as independence or independent thought or creative thinking or any type of realization of their own true potential. Not unless it fits within the parameters of an economic system. And in fact, they encourage people to find their own potential and to reach their own potential as long as they do so within the parameters of the corporate system, because they know that by doing so within those parameters means that you are most likely exploiting other people and causing the further discarding of other sections of humankind. And that's what they want. They want people to always be thinking about profiting from others in order to train people to behave in a sociopathic manner where it is always necessary to balance the books regardless of the cost to human life that it entails. They like this way of thinking, and they train people to think this way, and if people do think this way, what they refer to it as is success. And they train people that they must always strive to be successful. But as I said, successful within the parameters of this system means economic security, financial security, which is always garnered at the expense of other people. Because of this corporate reality that we live in, folks, it's very hard to gain any type of economic security unless you're putting someone else in shortage or scarcity by doing so, because that's simply the way the system works. And we're trained to accept this. We're trained to behave in this sociopathic manner because we are taught that this is simply the way things are, and this is how you get ahead in the world. And really, it's all about you. Forget everybody else. It all comes down to number one. You are the only one who is going to look after you. There's a sucker born every minute, and that is where you garner your wealth from other people. Do not live in your natural state, in your natural state of abundance. Always put this economic model, this financial system, between you and the abundance of the planet, and always understand that the only way to get ahead within the parameters of this financial system is to exploit other people. But of course, if you don't want to exploit other people, you can always exploit the planet or exploit the wildlife or exploit the animal population, and you can get ahead that way and still be successful, as long as you are exploiting something in order to support the financial system, then in the eyes of society, you're going to be okay. And what is it, folks? What is this line of thinking? Where does this line of thinking come from? Why do we so readily adhere to such a system? And really, folks, when you look at it, the reason we do adhere to such a system is due to mind control. We have, in fact, the entire civilized world subject to mind control, ladies and gentlemen. It's very subtle mind control, and it exists in many, many forms. But what we see in the world today is indeed mind control. And it is this mind control which allows the system to continue and ensures that people just never notice. And it is so subtle in so many ways. It also ensures that people never gain any unity. People never join together and embrace each other's spirit and stand up to address this system, very often due to mind control. What we see even in the alternate research community is very often mind control, especially those who have followers in the alternate research community, those who set themselves up as self-styled gurus. Because there are no gurus, ladies and gentlemen. There is no guru. There is no teacher. You are the guru. You are the teacher. No one can teach you about yourself. Only you can discover the truth about yourself, and only you can do this. So it's not good to follow people. But there are people who do this, people who set themselves up as gurus, people who just seem to always have an answer for everything, and it always involves a conspiracy. Those who have a flock who follow what they say and follow the doctrine laid out for them by these people, it's very much mind control. This is why I've said to you so often that you shouldn't follow people, ladies and gentlemen. You shouldn't follow me. You shouldn't follow anyone. You should lead yourself. That is the most important thing for you to do. And that's why I've been so careful to stress to you since starting this broadcast way back in 2008 that when you listen to me speak, what you are hearing is my perspective, because that is all that I have to offer you. That's all I can offer you. That's all anybody can offer you is their perspective. And so it's very important when you're listening to anybody to understand that what you're hearing is one person's perspective based on what information they've looked at, what they've assimilated, how they've put it together, what their interpretations of it are, and here they present you with the information. But it is their perspective. And that's why it's important to question things. And it's important to just see what resonates with you and listen to your heart when listening to information from other people. See, everything I've attempted to ever offer you on these shows is simply common sense. All I've ever really wanted to achieve was to help people understand their own divinity, help people understand their own power, their own freedom, help people to realize their own potential. Because I think that's where all the answers are, ladies and gentlemen. I think we all have the answer to our present predicament within our hearts. If we would just turn and look, I think we would see it there. But very often we're looking for the truth in somewhere which is external to ourselves. Even when we look at the situation, the global situation, we see the control grid closing in around us. We look and we see it's all external to ourselves. It's an external control system. We've got police that are inflicting themselves upon us. We've got this huge paper-based reality, reams upon reams of legislation that are being hurled towards us. And we believe it all to be real, and we look for remedy somewhere within that system. We kind of sit there floundering in this world of legal fiction, desperately waving our hands in the air, hoping for a lifesaver to come along from shore, paddle out and save us. But we're not really looking to see why this ocean of legal fiction affects us so much. And really, it's because we don't know ourselves. We don't know the power that's in our own heart. Because all of the legal fiction that is thrust upon us, it only really affects us because, number one, we believe it's real, and number two, we are in fear of ever exercising the power that we know we have. If we really look inside ourselves, we know it's there. We all know that we are very powerful, but we are terrified of ever exercising this power and of standing up and questioning this authority as it presumes to inflict itself upon us. Of course, it's very hard to do so, because when you do so, you're usually confronted by very stern individuals in police uniforms or legal uniforms with paper or judges' hats or law books under their arms, and you feel very intimidated by these people because of the energetic persona that they have, the energy that surrounds them, the bubble of energy that they are in. You see this and you suddenly believe yourself to be powerless because you believe that all you are is just this little name on this birth certificate. And you can't do anything against these reams of paper and these powerful people in uniform with sigils all over them that are inflicting themselves upon you. And the reason this happens, folks, is again because you don't know the power that's in your heart. You don't truly ever realize the power of yourself. You forget that the people that are inflicting themselves upon you are simply people, the same as you, and you don't ever question their authority because you're trained not to. And the reason you don't, again, is mind control. This is what school's all about. This is what the education system that we have today is for. It's mind control. It's designed to give people just enough information to be able to function in the corporate world and to keep them in a state of subservience for the rest of their lives. That's what school teaches people. It teaches people how to read, how to write, how to do mathematics, how to function in a good work environment. And that's all it teaches them. It gives them just enough information to be able to function in this world. It gives them enough history and enough art and enough other stuff to stimulate the right brain a little bit to make them believe that there is an artistic side to the world and there is a right brain side to the world. But it's all very mundane and meaningless, and you shouldn't really pay much attention to it because you'll never get ahead that way, because the world is actually based on economics and in left-brain thinking. And if you don't think that way, you will never be successful. And again, folks, it's mind control. That's all our education system is. It's a system of brainwashing and training that has nothing to do with helping people reach their fullest potential. In fact, quite the opposite. It has everything to do with training people to be subservient to the system and training people to never, ever experience their true potential, because they will never think to look in the places where this potential may be discovered. But that's just one aspect of it as well, ladies and gentlemen, because as I said, this mind control takes very many forms. Take the way people are very often unable to even see the systems of control that are in place. Take the way new legislation is introduced. Look at the way the new legislation, the VLAD legislation, is being introduced in Queensland. This is being introduced through a subtle form of mind control by vilifying bike gangs and saying that this legislation is about these terribly unsavory criminal gangs that we need to get rid of, and that's what this legislation is for. But if you read the legislation, what you will see is that there is absolutely no mention of bike gangs. What the legislation is actually referring to is groups of people that are associated in any way at all, whether legally or illegally. This includes any leagues, clubs, groups, businesses, corporations. This could include the local Boy Scout group. It could include a chess club. This could include a family. Here we have a group which is all obviously associated because they all have the same name. So basically what we see is legislation which gives the police the ability to bypass the judicial system in regard to crowd control. And a crowd can be considered any group of three or more people. And yet this legislation has been widely accepted in Queensland due to the portrayal of these bike gangs on TV and the suggestion that that's what this legislation is for, when nothing could be further from the truth. And one can establish this fact simply by reading the legislation. But people don't bother to read it. They just go by what the television tells them, because the television says it's for bike gangs. And the ministers and the politicians say it's for bike gangs. So, of course, it doesn't matter what the actual legislation says, because these people told me it was okay. And this, again, is mind control. This is how they get all of this stuff through. They just do it through public opinion, and the public opinion is gained via mind control. And why don't people question this public opinion? Why don't they go against the grain and look at things for themselves? Well, again, due to mind control. People are scared to actually go and research the information for themselves, because if they look at it and they suggest to their friends that maybe there might be something wrong with this legislation, then of course they are going against the grain. And the news and the media have been saying how all the people who are going against this legislation are supporting these criminal motorcycle gangs. And so again, it's all mind control, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they sway public opinion. And that's how they keep the people from ever really thinking for themselves and standing up and saying and doing what is right. It keeps people going with the flow because people are very much wanting to be one of the flock and one of the crew, and they don't want to be seen as someone who rocks the boat. They wish to be accepted by their peers, and so they police their own thought patterns and never really state the obvious to the people around them. It's a case of the emperor wearing no clothes, but people are too scared to point it out because they don't want to be the old one out. And that's really what we've got in our society, folks. We've got large sections of society virtually living their lives in a state of willful blindness. And if they would actually turn to address the situations that we're facing, what they would find is that we could heal this situation very, very quickly. And so what stops people from doing this? Why won't people unite? I mean, we have a whole alternate research community out here. We have a whole lot of people who listen to presenters from the alternate research community. Why won't these people unite? Well, again, folks, it's due to mind control. Many people have gathered followings to themselves and who like the little cliques of people, and they have a vested interest in maintaining the fight. And they will attack anybody or anything that attempts to create any unity. They'll write it off as a new world order, and they'll program their followers to believe it as well. Again, it's mind control. And many of these people have programmed their followers to believe that any attempt at unity will be controlled by the other side. Any attempt at unity will be the ruling hand attempting to co-opt you and lead you down a blind alley. And that anybody who speaks out against anything they say is also a government shill and a government plant. I've had people accuse me of being a government plant simply because I won't follow avenues that are completely unprovable. I had a friend of mine contact me and tell me she was in contact with a man who claimed to be a clone. And when I asked for proof of claim before I would have him on the show, I said, well, look, that's all very well, but I can't prove that somebody's a clone, so why would I have them on the show unless they can give me proof of claim? And because I said that, I was told that I was an Illuminati disinformationist and that I had a handler who controls what I can and cannot say. So this is how easy it happens, folks. All you have to do is question somebody in any aspect at all, and they will give you a programmed response. They'll denounce you as a shill or even worse, as the enemy, and they will launch into a programmed action of disinformation against you, even though they have no proof. It's very interesting to see people attacking people all the time due to an opinion they've formed on something that they've read by somebody else on the internet, some sort of hearsay that they've read somewhere, and they've never actually met the person and spent any time with them and actually been in a position to be able to offer any type of appraisal of this person at all. And yet they are very quick to jump on the bandwagon and denounce everybody around them. And very often these are people who are on the same side as themselves, who are speaking out against the same control system, and who are attempting to bring about some positive change in the world. But there's all of these programmed responses going on within the alternate research community designed to keep people divided. And again, it's all mind control. And the most effective thing about this mind control, why the mind control is so effective, is because people are always looking externally to themselves. They're not looking within themselves. They're not looking within their own hearts. And they're not seeing what the real problem is and where the solutions lie. And again, it's often very satisfying to attack other people within the alternate research community because you can attack these people and you can get some sort of a response out of them. If you attempt to attack the ruling hand, you rarely get a response, and so the energy that you put in never gets reciprocated. You never get to harvest any energy back for your effort. But if you attack those in the alternate research community speaking out the same way that you are, you distract them from the task at hand, and nobody is actually addressing the problem of the system itself. Everybody's fighting amongst each other, and you get to harvest energy from each other, which is enough to sustain yourself and thereby sustain the fight. Unfortunately, the fight has, for many people, become their lives. There was someone who sent me an email recently. He said that what he's seen, the alternate research community, seems like a corridor. People get into this corridor, and suddenly all these windows open on this corridor, and they're able to see the world from a different perspective. But then rather than leaving the corridor and going and applying the information to the world at large, they become addicted to the corridor. And they stay in there, and they just sit there and wait for the next chapter or the next window to be pried open to satisfy their need to continue the journey and to feed their addiction. Because unfortunately, the whole conspiracy movement has become something of an addiction for many people. And many people are getting information, but they're not applying it to the world. They're not really seeing what they can do with the information. They're not applying it to their lives. And so they're not doing anything to rectify the situation. They're just sitting back and watching the world get worse. And again, folks, this is a program, and it is the result of mind control. Because, you see, why would you, folks? Why would you go to all the trouble of getting all of this information and then failing to apply it to the world in which you live? You get all of this information about this terrible shadow government, this ruling hand, this dark subculture that exists underneath reality, and it becomes intriguing to you. It becomes like a spy novel. It becomes like an adventure story. It's like a soap opera that you tune in and watch every day. And you become addicted to it. You become addicted to the installments as they come. This terrible shadow hand. And you move into fear. And you wait for the bad guys to come knocking on your door. And that seems to be what a lot of people are doing. They can see the prison being built. They can see the control system for what it is. They can see how out of control our governments are getting. But they just sit there and wait for crunch time. It's like they're almost depending on it. Some people almost seem like they're looking forward to it, because then they'll be able to say, look, see, I was right. I don't know what it is, but a lot of people are finding out about the way the world is run, and they are very keen to absorb any new information that comes out and anything that's given to them. I mean, I know people that will quite literally swallow any conspiracy that's given to them on a silver platter. They just want everything to be a conspiracy, and they will swallow and believe everything. But again, they don't ever rally the troops. They don't ever rally the people around them. They don't ever go and confront the system head on and attempt to bring about change. They just cower in fear, and they attempt to spread as much fear as possible among the community, but they never actually stand up against what they're talking about. Why do they adopt this attitude? Well, again, folks, it's because of mind control. It's because this is what they are programmed to do. And very often people find it very difficult to organize themselves anyway, simply due to the amount of fluoride in the water supply and the amount of toxins in their food, because all of these things inhibit brain function, and they just make it so that people can't think completely clearly, and so they find it very, very difficult to organize themselves or to organize anybody within their community. And of course, everybody in the community has a different opinion to them, so it becomes a battle of wits and a battle of opinions, and nothing ever really gets done. Divide and conquer is the motto, folks, and the ruling hand has most certainly played this game to a T when dealing with the population of this planet. I mean, even when you look at people having differing opinions within society, why is it always an argument? Why can't people have different opinions without clashing about these opinions? And the reason really is because of what they're viewing their perspective as is an opinion, but really it's a perspective. It's a perspective based on what information the people have had available to them, how they've been able to interpret that information, and what conclusions they've come to. And it's a perspective that is unique to themselves simply because they are a unique expression of creation, and what makes them unique is their perspective. So because they have a different perspective, of course they're going to have a different opinion of a certain event. Everybody is always going to have a slightly different opinion. It's not a matter of whether something was good or whether it was bad. It's because people are viewing things from a different perspective. So, of course, they're going to have a different opinion. But because someone has a different opinion to you, there's no reason to fight with them about it. And there's no reason why we would expect someone else to have exactly the same opinion as we do, because there is nobody else in all of creation that is going to view reality from the unique perspective that we have. And we want people to honor our perspective. we feel like we are the most important thing within our universe, which of course we usually are because we are the center of our own universe. I mean, without us, the universe wouldn't exist, not the universe that we inhabit anyway. And we want people to view us as being valid, and yet we tend to invalidate other people simply because they have a perspective which is different to ours, and yet they have to have a different perspective to ours, otherwise they wouldn't be another person, they would be ourselves. So things tend to go wrong simply because we view things in the incorrect manner. Because of course someone is going to have a different perspective to us, of course they are going to have a different opinion to us, because they are not us. And the fact that we view someone having a different opinion to us as being a reason to find fault with that person, again, comes down to mind control. Because we view people this way simply because we are trained to view people this way. This is all very much ingrained into us through the education system. We are taught that it's always about number one, it's always about yourself, and you have to focus on that area. But we're never taught how to really validate the opinions of others because we're never taught what we are, and therefore we don't really understand what other people are. Essentially, we don't truly understand reality, how it works and what this experience is, what your body is, this vessel that you inhabit, and what the other vessels that other frequencies of consciousness inhabit actually are. We don't even appreciate the fact that people are simply expressions of consciousness inhabiting a vessel granted to them by creation for the experience. We never really view things that way, and so we have stuff with each other. We view each other as being invalid, and we judge each other by our accumulation of material possessions and social status, or whether we look a certain way or dress a certain way, or by what groups we belong to, what political parties or ideologies we support. We don't ever truly see people as being valid simply in themselves. Just the fact that they're alive gives them validity. Just the fact that they are here for the experience gives them validity. But we don't view people that way. We judge people due to fictional parameters that are superimposed over our mind by the system itself. And again, folks, it's mind control. Just the fact that we view things in this manner is mind control, because the way we view them simply is not reality. Now, when you really take a step back and view our society for what it is, you see that mind control permeates the entire system, in every aspect of the system, right from when we're born, right up until we die. And really, there are extraordinary efforts gone to ensure that humankind remains divided. Even with the alternate research movement, as I said earlier, there is so much going on in the alternate research movement in order to keep people divided, because everybody has a different perspective of what's going on. And they offer their perspectives to other people, and they plant the seeds of doubt in the minds of their listeners that everybody who disagrees with what they say is a government plant or a shill or is working for the New World Order. So they keep people divided, they keep people locked in fear. And very often the opinions that they're offering of other people are based on no first-hand knowledge at all. Very often people will read hearsay about someone else on the internet, and they will base their whole opinion of that person on the hearsay they've received from somebody else that they've never met. And then they will form their own opinion about the first person, and they will start their own campaign of hate towards this person whom they've never met and whom they have never received any first-hand information about. And these are all programs, ladies and gentlemen, and it happens very, very often. I've seen so many people attacking other researchers. This is just the way it goes. It's a divide and conquer strategy, and it's very, very effective, because people don't really understand that other people all have different perspectives than what they do. And it has to be this way. And in fact, this is what makes people unique. This is what gives them their uniqueness. This is what means we have a human race. The fact that there are so many people here viewing reality from so many different perspectives. And there are a lot of people who are aware of the mind control and are aware of the control grid, but they still continue to attack other researchers and those who are speaking out with them. And I find it to be quite fascinating that this happens, but I also find it to be very disturbing, because I think we are in a serious situation on this planet. And were people to turn and pay attention to it rather than squabbling amongst themselves, I think we could fix it very quickly. And I think a lot of the alternative research movement has been infiltrated by people who simply go onto chat threads and go onto threads and bait people in order to get a reaction so then they can point out to everybody else that the person they attacked is actually human and reacted in a human way. And the interesting part about it when this happens is that what the other people do is they react in a programmed manner. And so the divide and conquer mentality is perpetuated. And there's never any unity achieved. So when you're attacking people, when you're posting on threads and you're saying hateful things about people, ask yourself if you've ever actually met these people. Ask yourself where you're getting your information from. Do you know that it's reliable information because you went and researched it for yourself, or you went and met the people for yourself? Or are you just believing someone else's program, someone else's opinion, someone else's perspective? Are you simply allowing the seeds of doubt that have been planted in your mind by other people to flourish and grow? Because it's a lot easier to feed that kind of doubt than it is to feed your own empowerment. And your own empowerment is where the solutions lie. So that's really what people should be concentrating on. You know, I think anybody who's speaking out against the system is doing a good thing, regardless of what they look like, regardless of what they've said in the past, regardless of what mistakes people have made. You can't always hold people's past mistakes against them. The whole process of finding our way through this fictional system that we have been enslaved to for so long has been a huge learning curve for everybody. I mean, I understand things now that I didn't understand as little as 2 or 3 years ago. The knowledge that I've gained since I started even broadcasting these radio shows on the air has been phenomenal. It's been leaping forward in exponential curves. And so people's opinions change. People's perspectives change. As more information comes to hand, we grow with that information. We get to see things from a wider view. We get to view higher and higher harmonics. And that's the direction we go in. It's called progress. It's called growth. It's called conscious evolution. And that's what we do. And that's why I've so often said you shouldn't judge people, because it doesn't matter what anybody did in the past. What matters is what we do now. I mean, of course, there are psychopathic people who do psychopathic things. And these people can be appraised by their actions. They're obviously psychopathic. And if they're allowed to be in positions where they're in control of other people, chances are they will behave in a psychopathic manner again. But it's up to all of us to educate ourselves on the nature of these people and thereby inoculate ourselves against their actions. But we don't need to judge them. We don't need to persecute them. We don't need to attack them. We don't need to attack other people we've never met. What we need to do is to find ourselves and change our perspective of how to interact with this reality. Because once we do that, it's game, set, and match for the system. Once we do that, the system ceases to exist. But people are programmed and mind-controlled into always having stuff with other people. It's a lot easier to attack another researcher, to attack someone who is a tall poppy, and to hack them down, than it is to actually address the need for that poppy to have become tall in the first place. You know, people that are speaking out against this system don't do so because they want to be rock stars. Well, some do. But most don't. I certainly don't. I didn't even want my face to be out there. And my face didn't get out there for years. It didn't get out there until someone filmed me at the World Hemp Congress in Slovenia. And then there was no point trying to keep up the anonymous persona. But it's not about being a rock star. You know, I do what I do because it needs to be done. I say what I say because it needs to be said. And the goal in all of these shows is to attempt to help people wake up to themselves, wake up to the power that they have, break free of this system of mind control, this system of corporatocracy that is controlling their lives and destroying this planet. And I believe people can do it by simply rediscovering themselves, rediscovering the power of their flesh, and learning how to stand in that. Stand in the power that they were granted by their Creator, because we are all here together. We are all one. We are all one organism, one entity, one consciousness. But we each have a completely different perspective, and each person's perspective is 100% as valid as the perspective of everybody else. There are no leaders here. There are no rulers here. There are no controllers here. All there are people who are awake to how reality works and those who are not. And I think that's what this time in history is. It's an opportunity for us to break free of the programming. It's an opportunity for us to see how mind-controlled the human race actually is. Even the concept that we put value on money is mind control. The concept that we believe paper has value and that people should be discarded in order to balance the books. This is all mind control, ladies and gentlemen. The fact that public trustees can write words on pieces of paper and use them to control other people's lives. This is mind control. It's a slavery system, and it exists because people are programmed into believing that it is real. It's all mind control, ladies and gentlemen. Mind control and the power of suggestion. The power of suggestion is a very, very powerful thing. All you have to do is insinuate power to people, and people will often grant you that power. If you just pretend that you have it, they will soon give it to you. Because people want a nanny. They want to be controlled. They want someone to pick them up when they fall. They want to know that the world is going to stay the way they left it. And if there's a problem, they want to be able to turn to somebody else and say, please help me and fix this problem. But they don't ever want to take responsibility for themselves. And it isn't until people decide to take responsibility for themselves that we're going to have any freedom on this planet, because that's what freedom is, folks. Freedom is 100% self-responsibility. And that's the biggest problem that we face. There's so many people crying out for freedom, but nobody wants to take responsibility for acting within the power of their own flesh in order to establish that freedom for themselves. They want to join a movement, and then they want the movement to save the day. And then they can just sit at home and say, well, look, I wasn't free yesterday, but now I am, because this movement has just done this and done that, and so now I'm free. I didn't even have to leave my chair. Well, I'm sorry, but it just doesn't work that way, folks. Freedom is something that is there. It's right in your fingertips, right there in the palm of your hand. You have unalienable rights. As a unique expression of creation, you were born with unalienable rights, the same rights as everything else that is alive. But they only exist if you choose to acknowledge them and to exercise them. And that's where freedom is, ladies and gentlemen. It's right there in the palm of your hand, should you choose to simply step into it. You know, when one really steps back and looks at this entire system, what becomes apparent is that the entire control grid, only exists within the minds of the people. It's only real because people believe it's real. People never ask the right questions. They never ask the right questions about the system, and they never ask the right questions about themselves. They never ask themselves the right questions. The questions that many people in modern society do ask themselves are, why do I look the way I do? Why am I so fat? Why don't my friends like me? Why aren't I like my peers? Why don't I have the latest iPhone and the latest exploding shoes? Why aren't I as fortunate as other people? Why don't I have the money that I need? Why don't I have the social standing that I crave? Why don't I have the prestige that I want? Why aren't I famous like other people? All of which are completely meaningless questions. Because what they really should be asking themselves is, why am I here and who am I? What is the art of my life and how do I wish to express that art? How can I grow and be myself to the fullest of my potential with the tools that I've been given within the vessel that I inhabit? Why have I been given this vessel? What is the purpose of this vessel? How can I attain true knowledge of myself throughout this experience? And how can I improve reality by the experience and leave the world a better place than how I found it, so that if I do come back again, I've left a legacy behind. I've left milestones and breadcrumbs for my own consciousness to find and pick through, because I've left my learning experience behind like a fingerprint on this reality for myself and for all those who come after, who choose to gain what knowledge they can from my experience. I really believe that not enough emphasis is placed on art throughout life. And when I say art, I don't mean people sitting down and drawing pictures. I mean art, the art of your experience, the art of being yourself, the art of your life, because your life is art in itself. And there's been far too little emphasis placed on this artistic view of reality. And I think it would help very much if people returned their gaze to that side of things and saw the validity of that side of things. I think if people rediscovered themselves from an artistic perspective, we could fix things very quickly. And there is a real need to fix things, folks. You can't look at the world today and just pretend that everything is okay and that everything is going to evolve and ascend into a world of love and light, because it's simply not happening. What we're seeing is a very brutal and very terrible police state being built all around us. It's happening here in Australia exponentially, and people simply aren't noticing, again, because of mind control. People just don't see that which is right before their eyes because they're trained not to see it, and they can't believe that their own government may not have their best interests at heart. Even though they struggle through life, things are very difficult, they're always running on the treadmill. Certainly it's a lot harder to live than what it was in this country 20 years ago, but it's all okay, the government must know what they're doing. They won't see that which is right before their eyes, they won't notice what the coal seam gas mining is doing, the big port that's being hacked through the Great Barrier Reef, the loss of rights that's just been implemented in Queensland, Australia, the loss of habeas corpus, the creation of legislation which can essentially be used to bypass the judicial system in regard to crowd control, and they think everything is fine, that whatever goes wrong, it couldn't possibly happen here. And again, they are programmed into this false sense of security and lulled into this dream state due to mind control, due to what they're fed by the television, due to what they're fed by their politicians, and due to what they believe the world could be, and most especially due to how much they police themselves and police their own thoughts. But what this really is, folks, is an opportunity for freedom. That's what it is, because now the system is laying itself bare for all to see, and we have an opportunity to do something about it. And unfortunately, what prevents us from doing so, as I mentioned, I think last week, very often what prevents people is fear, but more often than not, the real cause of people's inaction is pure laziness. Again, you can't blame people for being lazy and apathetic, because very often they're medicated to the point that they are through the fluoride in the water supply and the neurotoxins that are added to their food. But it's very difficult to explain this to people. It's very difficult to get people to even absorb the reality of it, because they just can't think clear enough to do so. And they think that it's not possible and that it all must be a dream. But really, the dream world is the matrix with which most of Western society is living within. The dream world is the paper-based world, the paper-based reality that has been superimposed over people's minds, that has absolutely nothing to do with actual reality. Your actual reality exists outside in your garden. It exists in the trees down the park. It exists down at the ocean, out in the mountains, in a waterfall. It exists within the eyes of your children, within the eyes of your spouse, your mother and father, the eyes of your friends. It exists within the souls and the spirits of the trees and the animals and all of nature that abounds around you. It doesn't exist within the fiction. It does not exist within the paper-based world. It does not exist within the system. It's not part of the fictional matrix. You know, the fictional paper-based matrix that enslaves so many people is just an idea. It's just a meme. It's just somebody's perspective of how the world should be run, but they've got everybody else to take on their idea and buy into their idea and go along with their idea, and people have been trained to think that this idea is reality and that this is how the world should be run and that everything is being done for our best interests. But it's not, folks. It's a system of economic slavery that has been responsible for so much death and damage and hardship on this planet. Everything from the wars and the bloodshed and the starvation to Fukushima and the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. Coal seam gas mining and the destruction of the Great Barrier Reef. All of the economic hardship, all the austerity measures and all the damage that we see being inflicted to all populations on the planet are all the result of mind control. They are all the result of people believing that this system of slavery is real, believing that what these politicians write on pieces of paper is real. And all of the division that perpetuates the system is also the result of mind control. The way everybody is always at everybody else's throats and everybody believes everybody else to be a spy and a plant. And people sit at home and they attack the world from behind their computer screen and behind their keyboard. But they don't actually get out there and participate. A lot of the information that people get from the internet itself. How much of this is also mind control? The way people are stuck in the corridor. The way people are stuck within the pages of the spy novel. The way people believe that an organization or a movement that they join is going to save the world for them. And most especially the way people believe that they don't have any power themselves to affect any positive change in the world. All of it is mind control, folks. This is a very, very clever system, and it's put a huge web in place to keep people in the dark to its existence. It's kept people waiting for something big to happen. Everyone was expecting something major to happen in 2012. And I said back in 2008 that what was going to happen in 2012 was the New World Order was going to begin in earnest. And that's exactly what we've seen. The new legislation that's come in place in Queensland here, this will soon go out to other states. There's a propaganda mechanism in place now demonstrating to the other states that all of the terrible crime gangs are now being chased out of Queensland and they're all going into other states and that these other states better adopt these same laws. And they'll push and they'll push until they get public opinion to view the idea favourably, and then they'll introduce the legislation there as well. And again, it's always done through mind control. The media and the powers that believe they be simply mould a story so that the story appears the way they would like it to appear, and by means of that mechanism, they gradually garner public support for whatever it is that they wish to carry out. This is how it's traditionally done, and it's a very effective method of doing so. And again, simply by instilling this mindset into people and using the media to promote a certain agenda, essentially they put an idea into people's heads that it's good for this to happen. And again, my friends, it's mind control. Mind control is so rampant in the world that it controls virtually every aspect of Western civilization. I said this at the start of the show, and hopefully throughout the show I've pointed out some of the ways this is done and how subtle this mind control is. You know, when you're attacking people online, when you're jumping on the bandwagon for any cause that you believe is worth your attention, ask yourself where you're getting the information from. Do you trust the people that it's coming from? Do you know the people that are bringing you the information? Do you know the person that you're attacking? Do you have any first-hand knowledge of the event at all? Or are you simply focusing your energy on something which is not important? Because what's important is this system and emancipation from this system. What's important is to rein our public trustees in to ensure that we have a safe and viable future, because there is a prison being built around us. Here in Australia, we are losing rights at an unprecedented rate. It's happening in many other countries as well. England and America simply do not realize the danger that they are in. Well, perhaps many people do, but there are still many people that don't. And it's important that we pay attention to this situation. It's important that we direct our energy where it's needed. And where it's needed, really, at this time in history, is in establishing human freedom. Because there are people that are working very, very hard and very diligently to establish a system whereby humans have no freedom. And we are fast entering into that system as we speak, and it's getting more so on a daily basis. So people need to pay attention to that. See, it's no good fighting amongst each other and hacking down any tall poppies and hacking down anybody who's attempting to create any unity. I think it's good to support anybody who is speaking out against this system. If they're doing so in a manner which is truthful and which is effective and which is serving to wake people up and empower people in their wakefulness, then what they are doing is a good thing. And I believe that attacking anybody in the alternate research community is counterproductive anyway, because ultimately we're all on the same side. Even if some people have a different perspective to what you have, you are still on the same side as these people. Because there's really only two sides. There's the side of the system and there's the side of truth. And people may think that I'm polarizing things and I'm speaking dualistically. But ultimately I'm not. There is good and there is bad. There is two sides to everything. And there is the matrix and there is freedom. So there is indeed an us and a them. And that isn't being dualistic, it's simply facing reality and being aware of the situation that we're in, because it's only by being aware of the situation that one can take steps to emancipate themselves from this situation. And if you believe that the situation isn't real, if you believe that there is no us and them, then all you really have to do is go out into the world and attempt to exercise your freedom, and then you will find out how free you actually are. And that's what needs to be addressed. Because though you may be free in certain aspects and free to do certain things, you are most certainly not free. And what you are free to do at the moment is being vastly curtailed and vastly limited every single day that we fail to address the situation that we're in. You know, human consciousness has been under the influence of outside forces for a good deal of time now. And I think we've reached a special time in history where this is all about to change. That's what I think this control grid is all about. That's why I think they're in such a hurry to lock everybody down. Simply because they are aware of how many people are waking up. But I think there are too many people who are complacent in this wakefulness they're seeing around them. There's too many people that see everybody around them waking up and see how many people are now talking about the situation that we're in and how many people are now seeing through the veil of government corruption. They're seeing through the veil of media propaganda and beginning to understand what sort of a world they actually live in. But because they are seeing so many people around them wake up to this reality as well, they're complacent in their knowledge because they believe that because so many people are waking up, that things are going to change. Eventually there's going to be some knight ride into town on a white charger and he's going to save things. Someone's going to stand up and make a stand and everything's going to be good. It's like the movement that they've joined that's going to save the day, and they don't have to ever participate. And I think that's a real danger that we face, because I think that now more than ever, reality requires our participation. I think that's why we're here. I think that's what this wakefulness is about. You know, you've got to have spiritual understandings of who and what you are, understand the beauty of yourself and the wonder of yourself, but you've got to be prepared to apply it to the physical world in which you live. And there are many people who fail to do that. They fail to apply their spiritual understandings to their everyday environment and to their everyday society. They fail to apply these understandings to the people around them, and most especially, they fail to apply them to themselves. And I think that's what we need. I think it's necessary for us to pay attention. It's necessary for us to get involved. That's what this time in history is. And if we don't get involved, if we just allow things to go in the direction that they're currently moving, by the time we realize our folly, it may well be too late. The attention is required now, and the action is required now. And I do urge people to get involved and do spread information to their community, do be a shining light, and do help other people to become aware of the potential of themselves. Also do please get involved in the Full Circle Project when I launch it officially later this year. The website's already there. You'll find a link at my website on thecrowhouse.com. I do urge all of you to get involved in this. I really do believe in this initiative, and I think that if we all work together, then this year we will make a difference. But that is it for me, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for spending this time with me today. Thank you to anybody who has ever offered any support or made a donation to thecrowhouse.com or the In La Cache Foundation. Your support and help is much appreciated. Indeed, it is the only thing that enables me to keep doing what I do. I will look forward to speaking to you again next week, but that is it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm completely out of time. Please take good care until we speak again. In La Cache.